Hello, and welcome to the Word Bank. My name is Caleb.
And I am Jack.
And this is our first podcast, so we're not going to be doing like a whole conversation about something podcast. We're going to be getting to know each other, so you can get to know us.
As people.
As humans. We're not just people on a recording, we are people
recording. We are homo sapiens.
That is true.
We're just like you.
We are just like you, except we're probably different in every single way.
Like, you may be black, and I may be white. You don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe whoever listening to this is... That was a sentence. Whoever is listening to this is, purple.
And I am green.
Yeah. I'm actually... Just so you guys know, I'm orange.
Yes.
Like, the brightest orange... Like, you know the color of an orange peel? So, if you imagine me, just imagine that with, you know, like in cartoons when you get zapped by lightning and the hair, like, goes everywhere? That's what my hair looks like. And I have no nose.
And I am, like, mixed the, like, Caribbean Sea with the Pacific, and that's what color I am. And then my hair is, like, the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, you mold it like the Eiffel Tower?
Mm-hmm. And there's cool. Even, like, all, like, the crosshatching and stuff.
It's yeah. Pretty cool. Oh, that's sick. I can't see you right now because we're in a pitch black room, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is weird. I just feel like we have better conversations if you just can't. You just, you know.
Yeah, just, truth.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a.
Let's meet each other.
Let's meet each other. Hi, Jack. I'm Caleb.
Want to shake my hand?
Oh, I can't see your hand. There it is. Can you hear us shaking? We're kind of rubbing there, but
yeah. Okay. Who goes first?
You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Like I asked.
You ask me. Yeah.
So we're going to start with your home... No, not your home address. What color are your eyes?
Brown.
Brown eyes. Yeah, do you know, like, your descent? Like, where you come from?
I was born in New York.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then I moved to Idaho when I was two, and I've literally...
Dude, that's been so here since insane. I was 16. I moved to Idaho when I was two.
You did?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's nice. Insane.
That is insane.
Anyway, back to you. Do you know, like, your ethnicity?
German.
German?
I have, like, 30% German, I think.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of, what do you want to do in college?
I'm not going to college.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in trade school.
Trade school?
Yeah.
That's nice. What do you know what you're
probably
gonna do?
Either, like, IT or, like, engineering.
Nice. I have this fun engineering class with my friend Alex, and we rule the whole thing. It's hilarious.
He thinks he does, but he
probably... But anyways, let's get back to you. What kind of things make you laugh?
Comedy.
Comedy. Like, what kind of comedy?
The funny comedy.
That's great.
Mostly, I don't know, I have a really, like, I don't laugh out loud at a lot of stuff. Like, occasionally I'll, like, let out, like, a little exhale, like, you know, when something's funny.
Yeah.
But I only laugh at stuff that, like, makes me really laugh. Like, so it's got to be something really funny. Like, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, he's
that
hilarious.
That dude is hilarious.
Plus, it's increased percentage at night.
Yeah.
I don't know
if why. If you didn't know that, your laughing stimulants are much more active during the nighttime.
Yeah, because you're tired.
Yep.
What kind of girls are you into? Like, color hair?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
No. If I like a girl, I like her. I don't really have a
personality.
Type.
What kind of personality do you like in a girl?
Whichever one I fall for.
Okay, I guess. I'm surprised.
Yeah, nice. I don't really have a type.
You don't have a type?
No.
Oof.
Just whoever you, I like.
Remember, you know Noelle's type?
Everyone? A male? Male no. Species? Sorry, Noelle.
We love you. How about, I don't know, what's a hobby you like to do?
Skateboard.
That's fun. That's fine.
I hate saying the word skateboard, because it sounds so stupid to me. I just want to say skate, but sometimes I say that, people are like, oh, you like to ice skate, or like, I'm like, no, I don't ice skate as a hobby, but... Yeah.
You know what's funny? I'm actually really good at ice skating.
I'm awful. I hate ice skating.
Wow. I don't know. What are your hopes and dreams?
I don't have any.
Don't have any?
Nope.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Probably on the moon.
Okay. Well, I'll hold you to it.
With a dog.
With a dog.
That nice. I specially made a dog spacesuit, and I'll have 10 of them.
That is,
And I'll be living there with infinite air supply.
That's very, descriptive.
Yeah, IT. That's what you get. Go to trade school.
What kind of sports do you like?
I'm not big on the whole, like, sport, like, ball sports. Football is entertaining to watch every once in a while. But I honestly just, I just don't watch sports.
Do you like to play any sports?
I like... No.
No?
Ping pong. I like playing ping pong. That's not really a... I mean, it's in the Olympics.
The Olympics, that's so dumb.
It's not dumb, it's fun.
I guess.
I like playing badminton.
Badminton's fun, that's fun. I don't know. Let's see. What kind of, like, what's your favorite brand of clothing?
Primitive. Favorite Primitive clothing. Apparel.
Nice. Nice. Actually, you wear that, like, a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Favorite food?
Donuts.
Donuts. I like this. Solid choice. Solid choice.
It's either donuts. Oh, I have two favorites. I want to die eating a donut and... Dino nuggets. Or chicken nuggets.
Oh, dino... No, it has to be
dino. Yeah, it has to be dino nuggets.
You don't slightly eat, on the crispy side. It,
no. Nope. For me, I want them soft.
When you make them...
I want the breading to be crispy.
I'm sorry, this is judgy, but when you make them, every time you've made them for me, one or three of them are cold. And I just have to bear it.
It's because I don't like them very crispy. I'll eat the frozen, no, like, the ones with a little ice on them.
But, like, the cold...
It's because I don't... It's like, I don't...
I'm sorry I didn't bring it up earlier, but it's just nasty.
No, I knew that, because last time I made you dino nuggets, you left a couple on the plate that were frozen. And then you gave me... Yeah, I just ate them. I'm like, all right, he doesn't eat them, I'll just eat them.
Yeah, no, you kind of ruined it. what's your favorite soda? Or drink?
Favorite drink?
Say Monster? Is that it?
Yeah.
Definitely
Monster.
Okay. Favorite coffee place?
Coffee place? Dutch? Oh, that sounds really cliche, but yeah. Dutch Bros.
Are you like a teenager?
No, I don't really drink much coffee, but if I do drink coffee, I'd get it at Dutch Bros.
And it's not coffee, it's like a Rebel.
No, it's either a Rebel or like a vanilla mocha or something.
Oh, nice. I totally forgot the next question, but here it is.
I forgot it, but this is it.
What school are you going?
Meridian High School.
What's your school mascot?
Warrior. No, no, wait. Yeah, the Warrior.
Meridian Warriors. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Because the Meridian Middle School is Chiefs. Like, it's all, like, Indian-based.
I got it. Yeah, that's kind of racist. But
what?
We're racism-free here.
Yeah, we're not edgy here. Sadly.
Edgy. What is your favorite word?
Dude, if I could have an edgy podcast, dude, that would be, like... That would be awesome.
Maybe you can do that next year.
If just so you guys know, I'm usually edgy. This is me containing myself from the edginess.
Yeah, because it's very like yeah. If you had three words to describe yourself, what would they be?
Edgy, sexy, and ugly.
Okay, there we go. You know, it's really hard coming up with questions on the spot. I'm very bad at it.
Yeah.
But we're just going to do it anyway.
I mean, there wouldn't be a podcast if you wouldn't.
I know, right? It's not scripted. It's not.
Probably should next time.
What color underpants are you wearing? That's weird.
I don't know. The lights are off. I'm going to check right now.
That's nasty.
I'm going to... Oh! Turn the lights
off. Oh, my eyes. Holy crap. I like it better in the dark.
Black and red.
Black and red?
Yeah.
Nice. That's actually...
You're not going to be able to see in the pitch black.
Look down.
We're going to turn the lights on to see if you don't know what all this noise is for. You want me to turn it on?
Where are the lights?
It's oh. My eyes!
Sorry. Orange and blue.
Orange. Are they Boise State underpants?
The orange is lining and the blue is the main part.
I see.
Yeah. Also... Jeans or shorts?
You know this.
I do know
jeans.
This.
I haven't worn shorts
pools
in years.
Pools or lakes? Or oceans?
It really depends on my mood.
mood.
Yeah, it's like sometimes I just want to be in a pool, and sometimes I want to be in the ocean.
Speaking of mood, what's your mood right now?
Calm.
Calm.
Because I'm calm.
I like that. I like that. I like that. Ouch. If you could go anywhere in the States right now, where would you go?
Probably Shanghai.
States.
Oh, in the United States.
Yes. Do you know any other states?
No. I thought you just... For some reason, I just kind of blanked out the whole states thing. Even though that was what the question was based off. Probably California, Disneyland.
Oh, Anaheim. I've been there.
Me too.
It's pretty great.
It is awesome.
It is a magical place.
It sounds stupid saying it as a teenager, but I do believe...
It's magical. I do believe in fairies. I do.
I don't.
Okay, I know, but that's from Peter Pan.
Okay. That line, specifically? Yeah. I do believe in fairies. I do.
Yeah.
Who says it?
I think it was either in, a play... Or in a movie, where, in the play, I know I've seen it in a play, where, where she drinks the poison.
Why do I feel like you're making this up?
No, at the Ann Morrison Center. We went to a Peter Pan play.
Oh, yeah.
And the pirates poisoned Peter Pan's drink. So, what's her name? Tinkerbell drank all the poison. Oh. And she started to die, and Peter Pan's like, come on, guys, come on. And the whole crowd was like, I do believe in fairies. I do. And we brought her back alive. It was magical, dude.
You're talented.
I know.
I feel like I
also, would be able to bring a fairy another back. Little bit of info from that Ann Morrison Center.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this sticks out, but JJ, you know JJ?
Yes.
I was at school with him, and he was sitting behind me. And I was like, 2 times 1 is 2. And he's like, no, 2 times 1 is 3. And I don't know why that is so, stuck in my brain. But it is.
What does that have to do with...
I don't know. Oh, sorry. Back to you.
Did you go on the Peter Pan ride when you were at Disneyland? That was the first one me and my family went on.
Oh, that sucks.
It was,
I went on Space
Mountain.
No,
so good. No, Space Mountain was our second one. Peter Pan was so fun.
I went to the Star Wars themed Space Mountain.
I haven't been on that one. I went before it was that. I'm kind of bummed out that they changed it.
No, it's really cool, dude. They've got TIE fighters shooting at you as you're going down it. It's super realistic.
Do you know what made me almost throw up?
What?
Space Wars? It was Space Tours? Stars?
Star Tours? Space Tours. Oh, Star... Yeah.
Star Tours.
My mom was looking so sick on that one. I loved it. Where, C-3PO was trying to get us out of it.
Yeah, I felt really sick for a second.
So did my mom, but I loved that one.
I loved it, but I was just like... Ugh.
Yeah. You know, my feet hurt really bad after that.
Really? What? Yeah. You're sitting down, though.
No, after Disneyland.
Oh. Well, yeah, dude.
Dude, I hate that so much.
The only thing that kept me going was the magic, dude. If there was no magic in that place, I would have fallen.
You know what we waited in line for ever?
What?
Indiana Jones, the one where you're in a car. And guess what?
What?
The wait was so much worth it. You know why?
Why?
Because I was the lucky one. I got to sit in the driver's seat.
Oh.
Where the steering wheel moves, and there's an actual gas pedal, but it doesn't do anything. So I gotta, drive us out of there, and I was having a blast, dude. And you know what? I was 14, and you know what? I was having
the time of my life. What ride was this again?
Indiana Jones ride.
Yeah.
The temple one?
Yeah, yeah. I loved that one. My mom's... Do you remember the place...
The Bugs one. The Bugs part?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember where, in the Indiana Jones, where you would, stop, and then the snake would come and...
Wasn't very scary.
No, my mom, every time, we went on it 4 times, she screamed at that every time, and it's not even scary.
We went on it once, but the freakiest thing in that one was when I thought I was going to die, because The Rock was coming towards us.
Oh my gosh.
There's no way that one's crazy.
How that one's insane. Get out of this? No, so you see the floor in front of you, and there's nowhere to go, and The Rock literally starts falling in towards you, and there's nowhere to go.
And
then suddenly you just fall, and I have no idea how it works.
I don't know where the ball went.
No, I don't know where the ball goes, where we go, but when I say that place is magical.
Movie magic, man.
Yeah, movie magic in real, IRL, in the moment.
Also, the Pirates of the Caribbean one was pretty cool.
I liked that one.
That one was
that one. That one was chill.
That was just like riding. It was cool because it was like you were riding in a towboat.
Yeah.
Towboat. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Were you there for any anniversary, like the 50th anniversary?
No.
Did they do like a special fireworks, like a super long one where like the castle changed and like they changed it?
There was fireworks. There's fireworks.
Dude, we got a special one because it was the I don't know.
But you know what?
Some year
my
anniversary.
My feet hurt so bad that I went back when everyone did, but my sister and my dad waited for the fireworks. I did.
You are not a good person that you did that.
Well, you know what? Comfort, man.
Comfort doesn't matter.
And you know what? Instead of walking up, did you meet any of the characters?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Instead of that, I took pictures of them. I was like,
you just
secretly
took pictures of them? You didn't walk up to them?
Nope. I didn't.
Why?
I also bought a hat. I like that hat. I still have it. It's
pretty my cool favorite person, my favorite mascot I met, I mean, my favorite character I met, was Oswald.
Oh,
dude, I love Oswald.
The rabbit.
Yeah, the lucky rabbit.
He's the best.
He's better than Mickey Mouse.
No.
Honestly, I don't...
Clearly, you haven't played any of the...
Epic Mickey?
Epic Mickey
did.
Games. You did?
I played both of them.
You liked him?
I liked Oswald because he had a reason to be...
You know what happened?
Mickey took his spotlight, bro.
I got to play the first one. The first one was really fun.
Uh-huh.
Then the discs got scratched up, so I didn't
really play it. Oh, that's sad. No, my grandma got me Epic Mickey for, like, my birthday or something.
That was the coolest game.
Yeah, and she didn't understand what it meant. She's like, you can draw anything.
Like,
you can just paint anything. I'm like, wait, how does the game know if, like, I draw a rocket launcher, it knows it's a rocket launcher? I'm like, this is insane. And then I play it, and I'm like, that's not what it is at all.
I can turn my enemies into my friends, but...
Yeah, no rocket launchers.
Yeah, like, least favorite ride on Disneyland.
Least favorite?
Yeah.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
It's a small
Did you world. Go on that one?
It's my least favorite.
I like... I'm not going to say I liked... No, I like this
small The world. Whole trip, I...
The song gets stuck in your
was
head.
...was singing the song. Not to mention the creepy dolls for every country that
Isn't
it
that
sings
creepy?
The song in.
It's not creepy, they're nice.
The one I didn't enjoy was Swedish. The Swedish one. I like that one.
What are you, racist against Swedish?
No, I am Swedish. You can ask me that, though. You want to ask me questions now?
I don't think we have to make this at least an hour.
Yeah. It's your turn to ask me stuff.
We've only been going for... One sec. 17.
Oh, gosh.
17 minutes. It feels like we've been going way longer
than
this. So we have to at least get to the 20 mark point of you asking me questions.
Oh, we can still get more questions in.
Yeah.
Who's the most beautiful girlfriend you've had?
What in the world?
Cute. Let's say cute, because beautiful is a strong
cute.
Word.
Yeah,
beautiful is a very strong word.
Okay, this one girl in sixth grade. Oh, I don't even remember her name.
Wow.
It was either Emily...
It definitely shows you about how looks change.
Or, like, Emily, or, like... No, but, dude, she was, like, a small... Like, she was cute. She was, like, the cutest girl at the school in sixth grade. And, like, so we were in... Well, last period. I remember so much about sixth grade. We were in last period, which was study hall with Miss Cornell, who was also a Spanish teacher. And I was sitting next to this kid named Dominic. And there was also... There was another... Oh, it was... I think it was Bella. I think it was Bella.
Bella?
Yep.
Nice.
Like, Bella, last name.
Bella is an actually cool name. I like
Bella. Bella is a cool name. But, like, what would happen... Okay, this is a hilarious story. So, Bella, let's just call her that for now, kept looking at me, and I kept looking at her. You know the thing where you, like, make eye contact, and then you're, like, really fast, like,
oh,
jerk
yeah,
your head
yeah,
away?
Yeah, dude.
That happened to us literally, like, 30 times a class. And Dominic was sitting right next to me, and so after class, he goes up to me, he's like, dude, that Bella girl, the cute one, she kept looking at me. I think I'm going to ask her out. I'm like, oh my gosh. He thinks that...
Heartbreak.
Oh, no.
He thinks that she was looking at him.
But I hated this kid. Dominic, you don't understand who he was. He was, like, the jerk of the school, but nobody... Like, he tried to be, like, the douchebag of the school.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't, and he thought he was, so it was just annoying. So I was thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, dude, go for it. She totally likes you. And so he asked her if she wanted to go to, like, the haunted maze thing for Halloween with him. And she said no.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's the worst when you're rejected as
It
a
is
kid.
The worst. But I was like, oh my gosh, yes, dude. But she was like the hottest girl. And so
we're saying cute, not hot.
She was hot and cute. At the moment, I didn't really understand. In sixth grade, I was like, oh, she's hot. I was like, oh, but she's cute.
But hot is different.
Yeah, I know. But like one, okay, so I had this friend named Riley. He's in California now. Ugh. He was my best friend. I called him Green Riley because he reminded me of the color green, so he was Green Riley. And then I also had another friend named White Riley because he reminded me of the color white.
He was white.
He was really white. And then there was Blue Riley. I had a lot of friends named
Riley.
Yeah, and then a girl named Riley. It was Pink Riley because she was a girl, and that's pink is a girl color.
Sexist.
It's not. It's the world. We're not edgy, so I'm not going to make a joke I was about to. But Green Riley, I was like, dude, I like this girl. So there were also two Bellas in the school, like I told you. There were two Bellas, and I thought her last name was the other Bella's last name. So there's Bella, let's call her Bella Hansen for the one that I actually liked.
Got it.
And then Bella Garcias, because I remember she was Spanish, and she wasn't very attractive.
Okay, good. So the Spanish one
Spanish one I didn't like, but I didn't understand last names and race in sixth grade, so I was like, oh, Bella Garcias, I guess that's her name. And so I told my friend Green Riley.
Sixth grader.
No. No, about the one that I thought was cute. I didn't understand race. So, like, I told my friend Riley, I'm like, dude, I need you to ask out Bella Garcia for me.
Oh, my goodness. So yeah.
No, he didn't do it for, like, I don't know what his problem was, but he was, like, the nicest friend I ever had, but I don't know what it was, but he didn't ask for, like, 2 weeks. And I was like, I kept nagging him, I'm like, dude, you have to ask her. I was like, okay, well, but he didn't. And then one day at lunch, I was doing parkour, or what I thought was parkour at the time, jumping over planter boxes.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, right now, you have to go ask her. And so I was staring right at her. I'm like, she's over there. And he's like, I don't see her. And then the other Bella walked out from behind the wall. And so he ran over. And I was, like, hiding because I didn't want her to see me. And Bella Garcia starts walking over to me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Wait, is that the wrong... Oh. And I'm like... So I start, you know, the signaling with your hand and your neck. We're like, oh, cut it off. But he didn't understand, so he kept walking over here. And she comes over, she's like, I'll go out with you. And I'm like, ah!
You actually made that noise?
I probably didn't make that noise. Because I'm like, okay. I probably was way better at acting than I'm like, oh, sweet, dude. Yeah, totally. But inside I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to date her. She's not attractive. I don't like her. She's not funny. She's annoying. It's a good thing I don't remember her real name. Because if I did... but it was so sad. So I went to the this haunted maze dance with the girl that I didn't even like.
Oh no.
And the other Bella, which she got jealous.
Oh.
And so when we came back a week later, she kept trying to get my attention. I heard her go 1, 2, 3 and scream, ah, and then look at me, like with her friends, and I'm like, what in the world is she doing?
She's such a
like she was trying
weirdo.
No, it was sixth grade, dude. It was sixth grade. Oh. But, like, I'm like, so Riley, I told him that, like, oh, you got the wrong girl. He's like, oh, you said the wrong name. And I'm like, yeah, I'm an idiot. But, like, I'm like, can you ask this one out? He's like, nah, dude. It already took me forever to ask the other one. I'm like, all right, I'll have to do it myself. And so, you know, in sixth grade, you say, will you go out with me? You don't actually mean go out with you.
You mean, like, will you be my...
Like, will you go out with me? But, which means, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah, but sixth grade talk.
Yeah, sixth grade. Bella, Hansen, didn't understand that. And so when I said, I walk up to her, and I'm like, oh, hands sweating. I'm like, I don't know, I had my long blonde locks down to my shoulders.
Gosh, I hated
back when I had blonde hair and it was curly. Now it's brown and it's swooshy.
It's better.
It's much better.
It's better.
But I walk up to her, and I'm like, oh, probably wearing some bright green button-up shirt. Like, who would go out with me? She's like, oh my gosh. And she like told me she liked me and stuff, but she's like, no, I'm not gonna go out with you. I'm like, what? Wait, what? Like at first I was confused. Like, you're not gonna be my girlfriend? Like she thought that I meant like a date, and she's like, we're in sixth grade. I'm like, yeah, we're obviously not gonna be able to go on a secret date in sixth grade to like a restaurant. But like, yeah, that's I'm rambling on and on about this story.
About this Bella girl.
Yeah.
Who's the hottest?
But she was hot, dude.
Had?
Her. So that.
Who's the cutest then? Cute
her.
Or different? She was
the dude, she was cute and hot. The hottest? Yeah.
Who's the most annoying you've had?
The one that I didn't even. Oh, no, I'm not going to say this because they're probably listening.
Oh.
Yeah, you probably know who I'm talking about.
I know
who
you're talking
okay.
Is it my turn? Or?
Yeah, it's your turn. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Okay. You should. What you need? Do you remember what question do you ask me? Well, I think the first one was like, what's your ethnicity?
Ethnicity?
Like, what are you?
I'm a large part Swedish, and I've got a little bit of Indian.
His last
Native American, sorry.
Everyone has
Native. Gosh. American. Yeah, my last name is Swedish.
Eldfrick.
Eldfrick. A lot of people mispronounce like Eldfrid. It's like, dude, if you literally, what? It's not that hard.
How do you?
I know. You just have to read it and sound
Eldfrick,
it out.
There's a C and a K. How do they get a D?
Eldfrid. Eldrick.
Eldrick. I can see Eldrick.
Elfrick.
Elfrick. It's funny that the word frick is in
okay, it's not name. Funny, though. It's Swedish.
It's funny. It's not Swedish, Swedish, actually. Eldfrin. Was it Eldfrin?
No, it was Eldfrid.
Eldfrid.
But my great-great-great-greats, a lot of greats, Grandpa. Not that many
It used
greats,
to be
actually.
Eldfrid,
it's
but
not,
they changed it to Eldfrick.
It was Eldfrid Eldfrick.
But they didn't understand.
No, that was part of his name. He had an Eldfrid and an Eldfrick.
Oh.
So, I guess it really didn't. His name was Axel, and his wife was Anna.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like frozen.
Yeah. No, but that's because it's Swedish, right?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
That's why her name's Anna.
She's not Swedish.
So at least I know where, like, my generation comes from.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much, and I've got a little bit of Indian on my mom's side. My dad's side is mostly Swedish.
Nice.
That's pretty much it. So, yeah.
What's the color of your eyes?
Deep, deep blue. Beautiful. Everyone, I've... You know what? All throughout my elementary...
Not to teach your own horn or anything.
And junior
I feel like your blue in your eyes has been fading throughout
what?
The last...
What? You're kidding?
Like, it's not as blue anymore.
Okay. I will say it's not as bright.
Yeah.
But if you look inside, like, if you just stare, I promise you it's like an ocean.
Yeah. My eyes, most of the time... Like, I shouldn't say most of the time, but if I, like, slightly close my eyes... They're so dark brown that it just looks pure black. It's freaky.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've gotten so many compliments on my eyes. It's crazy.
I got one from this... Okay, I was in sixth grade. Imagine being a sixth grader... No, this is just one instance. Uh-oh. Imagine being a sixth grader and an eighth grade hot girl compliments your eyes.
Oh, dude, she's story like, dude, of my life.
I was like, oh... I was like, okay, thanks. And then she like...
No. People from all grades were like, you have really pretty eyes. I'm like, thank you. And, you know, after a while, I started saying, I know, because I got it so much.
Wow, you're that kid.
No, I'm just saying, dude, I was young. Okay, next question.
Next question. What was the next question?
I don't know. I made a ton up.
Okay, if you could have three words to describe yourself.
Blunt? Blunt would
like
be...
the drug?
No.
Like, you do a lot of drugs?
No, blunt. Like, I tell it as it is. I don't try to protect, you know. Blunt. Like, I get it from my mom.
I feel like that's not true.
You don't live with me.
Yeah, but when I'm around you, you're not blunt.
I'm more blunt to my family. But I am also blunt to people.
Okay.
I'm more blunt to my family, though. Okay? You know what? A bunch of my classes had me do this, and I... You know what I wrote? I don't like describing myself. Ask my family. But so, blunt, I'd say blunt. I would say, I have no idea. Safe. I would say safe.
Safe?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't like to take risks?
Well, I'll take risks, but if it's, like, not, like, I'm not gonna do something super rebellious.
I should have said risky or rebellious. Because
I
love doing things...
I'll say cautious. I'm cautious.
Oh, cautious. Totally. Cautious.
And then I'm going to say... Styling. Baller for life.
What do you mean?
Baller for life.
You don't play any sports.
So?
Balling for life?
I don't know.
That's a sports...
Okay. Well, you know, it's not always a sports reference.
Ballin' for life.
I'm a baller.
That is the
Okay, I'm whatever.
Sorry. That is the stupidest.
I'm sorry. Hey, you asked me to describe myself.
All right. Blunt, cautious, and stylish.
Styling.
Okay. What's the next one? What is it? Who's the... You know what? No. No.
I don't know the...
What's your favorite vacation you've ever been on? I know you've been on, like, a lot.
I've been on a ton. Well, every year it's kind of the same. But I have to say, it's not this year, but last year I went to Mexico. I went to...
Was that a vacation?
Ensenada.
Or was that just... Wasn't that like a...
Spring break?
Yeah.
Vacation. And we were like... I don't know. We were so close to the beach. And we Airbnb'd this super nice, like, millionaire guy's house.
Oh. So didn't you see someone pooping on the beach?
That was another time. I'll tell you that story probably in this podcast, but not right now. That was not in Mexico. So, like, you'd open the garage, and it's this open, like, there's, like, it opens to, like, there's, like, fake grass, but then there's, like, tiles to this garage room, ping pong table, flat screen TV, open bar, shot glasses in there. Then there's a pool. No, there's a hot tub right there. It's really cool. And then, like, you step inside, there's the kitchen, a really nice dining room table. Then there's another living room right there, and then you turn it to the right, there's another room with another flat screen TV with a bunch of couches. Then you go up the staircase, hardwood floors. There's one room that was my room, and it goes into this one, like, really big one with a queen bed. That was Jonah's. Then you walk into this smaller room with two twins. That's where I slept. Flat screen TV in the thing. Then you go, this is where my sister slept. They have a queen bed and another flat screen TV, and they have, like, a balcony, right?
Uh-huh.
Then there's the master. That one, I didn't even go in there. It was so cool. But, like, yeah, the open bar was so cool, and, like, they had a mini fridge there. It was a really cool house. And we went to the beach every day, and there were, like, cabanas along the beach.
What's a cabana?
Like a little, like, umbrella of hay.
Oh. Okay.
And I remember this one day, we had this big, huge yellow bucket, and I have pictures and videos of this that I can show you later.
Uh-huh.
But we collected, I'm going to say, more than 100 tiny hermit crabs. Because they are...
More than 100?
More than 100. I'm telling you, we had the whole family out on, like, where the tide comes in. You look down, you're going to see at least 5 right there rolling in the water.
Huh.
We put them all in a bucket. Then we found this crab, and we put them all on top of it.
Yeah.
And he had this one in its pincher, but it would just crawl along the top of them.
Huh.
And there was so many of them. And then we dumped them out all on this one spot, and they all just, like, kind of rolled away. Oh, it's really cool. I was in the ocean playing football with my brother, and we went out far enough. And a seal, kid you not, a seal popped its little neck up. And I'm like, wait, what is that? I'm so scared right now. And then I realized it was a seal. And it was literally, I don't know, the wall. You see the wall back there?
Uh-huh.
You can't really see it. No, but that's where it was. Why? That's where it was.
Wow,
and so cool. Josiah's like, hey, let's play with it. We chucked the football. And it, like, kind of, like, nosed at it a little. Mm-hmm. But then it swam away. But that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and we went through, like town. And it was really cool. Authentic Mexican food is very good. That was my favorite vacation.
Oh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to end with one last question.
You're kidding me? I answered you like 50.
No, I know, but I'm getting tired. You're getting...
I'm not getting tired. I can do this all day.
I'm sure you could. You love listening to yourself talk.
I like talking.
I like talking. I'm getting tired.
I love how you got all the questions and I didn't get any.
Hey, you're getting a lot. You talked a lot during my questions, too.
Not that much.
It's just getting to know each other. It doesn't matter.
I know.
We're going to end with one last
really
question.
You're not getting to know me as much as we're getting to know
We are. Okay, what... You tell me a question to ask you. And it's going to be the last question, the big question, that you can talk about for a while.
I could talk about for a while?
Yeah.
Coolest place you've ever been.
Are you just going to say Mexico?
Nope.
Okay. Jack.
What coolest, is the... coolest trip journey you've been on. Not vacation.
Okay, what's the coolest journey or trip you've ever been on?
It was this India trip. 24-hour flight. Two 12-hour flights. One to Paris, and the next to, I think it was like Delhi. And I spent 2 weeks going around India. And like, wow. We started inland, and it's funny because it smelled kind of weird there as you first got out, you know? And security over there is way different. They've got AK-47s. They're standing. You just, like, left. Where did you go? Oh, you're still there.
I'm just laying down.
Oh, okay. and they're, like, standing behind these, like, metal barricades.
Yeah.
And so, like, you exit, and we're waiting for our, the people we're meeting. Because we went on a mission trip there.
Yeah.
And so...
Not Mormon.
This was in January. And, you know, it's hot. It's not cold like it is in... I know.
This is a Christian mission trip, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Christian.
Not Mormon.
Not Mormon. And so, like, I was actually alone with my, with another guy, yeah. Sean, who was on the trip also. So we rode in a car, also with Mike.
You could call him that the whole time.
What?
Sean, who's in the car also.
And Mike, who's in the car also.
That sounds like if you put that together, it sounds like Mike. Sean, who's in the car also.
And so we drove, and then all the girls, and there were a ton of girls. There's my mom and all of mom's friends. And so, like, the drive was very peaceful. We had the windows down. It was really chill. The weather was really nice. And all the billboards, like, some of them were in English, and then some of them were in, like, Hindi and other sorts of languages. And It was all about, like, phones, you know? I saw a lot of, like, you know, like, you know how we have Verizon? A lot of carriers over there? They have a lot of different ones.
Wow.
And so, like, I can see that. We got to our hotel. By far the nicest hotel we stayed in the whole time. Oh, sorry, second nicest. It was like, they had, like, some ketchup chips on the table. But I felt super sick there. I had, like, this terrible stomach ache. It's because I took a shower. I got some water.
Oh, I'm yawning. To find ketchup chip.
It was Lay's, but it was like tomato something, but it tastes like ketchup.
Ah.
And so, the first day, we just kind of chilled, and then in the night, we went to a girl's orphanage home, where they, like, put flowers around us and gave us chai tea and cookies, and they danced for us, which is pretty cool. They have a lot of cats and, like, stray dogs. And, dude, let me tell you, the food I ate over there, I gained a lot of weight. Let me tell ya.
What?
Their food is the most delicious
thing. I don't think you gained weight.
Okay, but listen, I ate so much over there. Their food is amazing.
Did you take your shirt off?
I did.
Why?
There, now it's off.
Oh, he didn't. Okay, it's off. Okay. Good thing it's like pitch black in here.
So, yeah, and then we went to the very south of it, where we were like near on the ocean, okay? We were at, like, where the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean met.
Yeah.
Like, where that, you know that really big, tall statue?
Statue of Liberty?
No, never mind. You don't know it. Well, it's got this, like, really long walkout. And we were supposed to see the sunset, but it was super smoky. So that was kind of dumb. But the hotel we were in, it was luxury. It was like, we had this huge window open up to the ocean. The only thing I will say was it was super annoying at night when the Hindu temple would, like, yell at stuff.
Wow, this whole podcast just sounds like you flexing on us.
And I couldn't tell what they're saying. And then there was a Catholic one where they would yell theirs. So it was Catholic in the night.
So, like, just a yell battle. They're trying to see who can yell.
You go to sleep to, and you wake up to, The Muslim one is in the morning and Catholic is in the night. So, that was kind of annoying.
That sounds fun.
It was not fun. I tried to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
And we got to visit this, like, beach property that, like, where, like, the kids, I won't call them kids because they're kind of adults now, where they're coming towards the end of their life because they have AIDS. And so they let them live on this property, and it's very nice. It is right on, like, the beach of the Arabian Sea. So we gotta spend a day at the beach with some of these guys we met. And it was really fun. We built, like, sandcastles and stuff. Man, I had a blast. So then we went to Varanasi, which was kind of like, you know, it was a very trashy place.
Yeah.
And there was cow poop on the road all the time.
Ooh.
Yeah, but we got to ride in these, like, little, like, the back of people's bikes. So that was pretty cool.
Like in the basket?
No, like, they had, like, these wagons on the back. And we also got lost, too, because me and my mom, I got to ride in the front with the guy, which probably wasn't the smartest idea. She let me ride in the front with a complete stranger that we bought passage for.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there are no traffic laws. You sneak in, if you can drive in that little thing, you go ahead. Just don't hit the person, you know?
Wow.
It was so crowded. Mm-hmm. And turns out he didn't know where we were going. So we were lost. I was offered tobacco. And we found our way to a bus, so we just took the bus instead.
Yeah.
So that was kind of weird. But Varanasi is pretty dirty. We went on a boat ride to, like, where they burn the dead bodies, and then they dip the ashes in... That's disgusting. Where they dip the ashes in the Ganges, because they think that that's going to, like, I don't know, send them up to the afterlife or something. And it was, like... Oh, it was gruesome. But we got to see that, and that was kind of... I didn't like that very much, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't experiment. Enjoy that.
Then we went shopping all night, and I wanted to go back to our hotel. But you know what? Nope, because we were shopping. And I have this cool quilt of an elephant. But that's all I got there. But apparently, they keep getting all these clothes, and I was like, come on, guys. Let's go.
That's lame.
Yeah, it was lame. And also, don't eat Pizza Hut there. You know what? My dad and my brother went one year, and they ate pizza, and they got super sick. And on our train ride, you know what? That was super fun. Because I played car... I suspended a sheet between my bed and our friend Sarah's bed, and we just played cards. But then he brought in Pizza Hut. And what it was is, imagine the meat, like the pepperoni.
Yeah.
But it tastes like the spices of India. It's not right. Spices of India do not belong on pizza.
Ooh.
And you open, like, the kind of the meat that looks like a hot dog, and it's white and gooey inside.
Oh.
So I picked everything off, ate the bread and sauce, and I still felt terrible. So that was fun, right?
Yeah.
The beds weren't that comfy, though. I will say that. And I had to study up on the Bible because I had to do the devotional the next morning.
Yeah. Jack's a very Christian person.
Wow, no. I will say I'm very
Christian. Yeah, we're Christian. I'm
devoted. My mom's pretty...
Your mom's, like, omega Christian.
Well, I mean, it's not like there's different levels of Christian.
Yeah, there are. She's an omega Christian.
No, she's just very devoted.
Omega.
Omega.
All right.
No, I want to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
So we got back to the airport. We were going back. We were stopped in Paris, but our layover time was so much.
Mm.
So I was like, I want an Eiffel Tower. I even said that at the very beginning.
Don't turn off. Okay.
Before we even got to India, I wanted to get an Eiffel Tower. So on the way back, I went shopping in this little store, and I bought an Eiffel Tower for myself that said Paris on it. And I took a picture with an Eiffel Tower. No, in Paris.
Oh, okay.
Super foggy, so we couldn't see the Eiffel Tower. But we did go inside the airport and ate some donuts from there. Had some Starbucks. And then, you know what? I'll say this. The way there was a lot more fun because... You know, movies, you get a bunch of movies, you know, and you get dinner. I'm saying eating on a plane sounds fun, and it was kind of a cool experience on the way there.
It's only fun if it's, like, in a bag, for me.
What? No, they serve you, like, gourmet dishes and stuff. Like, I had some really good chicken. They made some good chicken. When we, like, and so the way there was really cool because the movies were entertaining. some movies I hadn't seen before. So I watched them. I watched, like, Dark Tower and some other movies. But then on the way back was a lot, was just dreadful. I couldn't do it. I was so dead when I got home. And you know what it was? It was like, it was almost dinner time. No, it was a little, it was like, you know when we start youth group? Uh-huh. That's when we got home. Oh, wow. And it was weird because we traveled from nighttime to, like, almost nighttime to daytime. And I was just like, jet lag. It was so bad. And
All right. That's going to have to do it. Well, that's cool. That actually does sound really good.
This is the Meeting the
Meeting the Talkers podcast for the Word Bank, which is a very creative name by
me. No, wait. We're the Bank Tellers.
No.
Meeting the Tellers.
We're the... Yeah. Meeting the Word Bank Tellers.
Or we could just say Tellers.
The Tellers. That sounds better.
That could be what we
do. All right. Thank you for listening.
It to 46 seconds? 46 minutes?
46 minutes. We have to wait, 5 seconds?
So, signing off right now?
Right.